In a warm, sunny room, a wood stove ticks and pings with heat as the fire within consumes the wood. Thick layers of clothes hang on hooks at the door, ready for the cold outside. Inside the house, the warmth is absolute in the way that only wood heat can make you feel. A soft mechanical rumble is there if you listen for it. It's almost inaudible in the quiet house. The sound starts and stops at intervals. It could almost be ignored anywhere else, tuned out as inconsequential in a noisy world. Here, in a living room in northern Minnesota, it's the sound of patience and skill. My friend sits in front of a wooden wheel on a stand, a spinning wheel, carefully operating a pedal that spins the wheel, that spins a bobbin, holding and collecting fibers that she feeds into the mechanism. The sound of the wheel spinning and the warmth inside are enough to lull two big dogs into slumber on the floor nearby. Here at midwinter in Minnesota, the previous paddling season is equally far behind as the next season is ahead. Though the threads that connect me to past adventures extend well beyond the paddling season and into this snow-covered landscape. There next to my friend is a basket of combed animal fleece. Each hair is gossamer thin, wisps so fine that they don't register on sensitive fingertips as they're fed into the spindle. The origin of the animal hair is 1,000 miles north of my Minnesota home. The source of that soft wool is the muskox, an Ice Age relic of an animal that inhabits the northern latitudes of our continent. I've been paddling in the far north for more than 20 years. Each summer, I travel by canoe on lakes and rivers through the barren landscape where the muskox lives. I collect bits and clumps of muskox wool that stuck to the low brush of the tundra. By the end of a far north paddling trip, I may have bags full of the fiber known as kiviet. Long after I return home, I'll find small puffs of the wool in pockets and packs. Through clumps of shed wool, I'm connected to paddling trips, a landscape, and an animal that lives so far away. Here in a sunny living room, my friend is taking the wool on its next journey, yarn that can be made into mittens, hats, or whatever can be knit. I'm no expert in spinning and knitting. It all seems like magic to me. So I rely on my friend to spin the yarn and for my wife to knit the hats and mittens that may come. When winter descends on northern Minnesota and I unpack my cold weather clothing, I get reacquainted with the kiviet hats that I own. Memories of trips in the far north spring to life. There were first descents of remote rivers, long portage routes over heights of land, dangerous rapids and angry lakes where our passage could have gone badly. But it didn't go badly. I'm here at home remembering, feeling and smelling each toque, carefully knit to fit just me from wool that I collected. Memories are spun in with the fibers, transformed into threads of yarn that connect my past to some unknown future. Through the soft brown wool, a trip never really ends, and the possibility of another adventure lies just ahead.